Shalom,
hello. We are reading from Sukkot book 166. We're reading Rabash article
715.
You can also find it on page 246 in Rabash volume 1 in Hebrew.
החיסרון העיקרי שעליו להתפלל מהו? ידוע שהבריאה נקראת חיסרון. לכן היא נקראת יש מאין. והאדם הנברא הוא מלא חסרונות.
Oh, sorry. What is the main deficiency? It is known that the creation is called deficiency. This is why it is called existence from absence. Man was created full of deficiencies. Therefore, for man to succeed in the work, when he is going to satisfy all his deficiencies, he must know what is the main deficiency to which he should give preference over all his deficiencies. Since there are spiritual deficiencies and corporeal deficiencies, which we must clarify when which we define as spiritual and which we define as corporeal. In the essay, the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, it's written, now you can understand the real difference between spirituality and corporeality. Anything that contains a complete desire to receive in all its prinot, which is prinat dalet, is considered corporeal. And this is what exists in all the elements of reality before us in this world. Conversely, anything above this great measure of desire to receive is considered spirituality. It follows that corporeality means that which relates to satisfying our will to receive. Thus, everything that one does for one's own benefit is called corporeality. What he does to benefit the Creator is called spirituality. It's therefore clear that we do not need to create the kli for corporeality, meaning the desire to satisfy ourselves, a kli of wanting to receive in order to receive, since the Creator gave us such kilim at the onset of creation. As it is known that the thought of creation called his desire to do good to his creations created the will to receive existence from absence, yesh me'ayin, that we should want to crave to receive delight and pleasure. And also the Creator satisfies the kli as he wishes. Thus we do not need to ask for vessels of reception. And therefore the prayer that we give for corporeality is only for the filling, meaning that the Creator will satisfy everything we feel. Everything we feel we need, since the sensation of lack is what makes us suffer. And the suffering we feel are the reason that we do everything to satisfy our wishes. This is not so when we need to pray for spirituality, that the Creator will satisfy our deficiencies, since the lack for spirituality was the reason for the prayer that the Creator will grant our wishes, since we are suffering because our deficiencies have not been fulfilled, as this lack has yet to be born in us, meaning the lack to satisfy the kli called the vessel of bestowal, which is the difference between spirituality and corporeality. A corporeal kli is called a vessel of reception and wants to satisfy its self-gratification. A spiritual kli is called a kli that wants to satisfy for the benefit of the Creator, contrary to one's own benefit. This kli is absent in the nature of creation, since by nature, man is born with only a kli for self-gratification. The reason we say to our bodies that we must work to benefit the Creator is that it does not understand what is being said to it, as it cannot grasp not considering its own benefit and thinking all day about benefiting the Creator. It's especially so when it hears that we should relinquish pleasures that pertain to self-love in favor of benefiting the Creator. This thing is so foreign to the body when it hears that one should work only in order to bestow, that it immediately becomes smart and asks, I would like to know if you see other people walking in this line for whom you too want to do the same. It's true, I would agree with you, but see for yourself how many people you see whose every thought in life is only to see to the benefit of the Creator and not their own. If we assume that you know that there are people who are walking this line, how much time and effort did they put into having the ability to do everything only to bestow? And especially, how long should this take? A month? 2 months? A year? 2 years? And then it becomes even smarter, more sophisticated, and asks, did all of those who invest time and effort achieve this degree of being above to aim all their works to bestow? With these words, they can divert a person from the work pertaining to the path of bestowal. It follows from all the above that concerning spirituality, called bringing contentment to one's maker, a person has no such lack. On the contrary, if he does get a thought that we should do something to bestow to the Creator without any reward, all the body's thoughts and desires immediately protest and cry out, don't be a fool. And an exception that goes against the majority, who know that the reason that compels one to work is self-benefit. Only with this force can he engage in Torah and Mitzvot. Although he knows that he should engage Lishma, but there's a general answer to this, that he is keeping what our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and Mitzvot, lo lishma, because from lo lishma, he will be rewarded with lishma. However, he should not be concerned with this, meaning to test if he has really come closer to lishma. Rather, he knows that the good is bound to come, meaning that he will certainly achieve lishma. So he does not need to think about the meaning of lishma, because he need not scrutinize the details of things he is not supposed to do. Rather, he lives like the majority. Therefore, there's a big difference between the prayer that one prays for corporeality and the prayer one prays for spirituality. For spirituality, one must first pray for the kli, meaning for a lack, to feel pain and sorrow in not having this kli, called desire, meaning to crave to bring contentment to one's maker. We find, accordingly, that he need not pray for satisfying the lack, as in corporeality when he has a need and asks for the satisfaction of the need, since he has no kli of spirituality. Hence, when one comes to pray for spirituality, he must pray for the kli, that the Creator will give him a kli of wanting to bestow upon the Creator. Afterwards, when he has a kli that pertains to spirituality, he'll be able to pray for the abundance, the shefa, to enter the spiritual kli. Follows from the above that the real deficiency for which one must pray to the Creator must be the kli. And this follows the rule, there is no light without a kli. When he prays for a real deficiency that he is lacking, then comes the granting of the prayer when the Creator gives him a new kli, as it is written, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I heard about this lack from Baal HaSulam, We said in the name of his teacher, the Admor of Pursov, about the verse, command Aaron in Leviticus. Rashi interprets command means rushing promptly for posterity. Rabbi Shimon said the writing should rush primarily where the pockets are empty. He interpreted it to mean that pocket is a kli in which to put money, kesef. Usually we exert and worry about getting money. And he said one should be most concerned where the pockets are empty, meaning where there is no kli. It is as we explain that in spirituality, one need not pray that the Creator will give him abundance and lights. Rather, first he must see that he has a kli, meaning a desire and craving to bestow upon the Creator, since by nature we want only to receive and not to give. It follows that when one enters the holy work and wishes to achieve completion, he must exert with all his might to obtain the desire to want to bring contentment to one's Maker. This is where one should focus all of one's prayers, that the Creator will help him and give him this new kli. He must say before him, Lord of the world, as you have given me when I first came into this world a kli to only receive for my own sake, I now ask that you will give me a new kli to have a desire to only bestow contentment upon you. We might ask, how can one pray to be given a kli called a desire to bestow, when we say that he does not need this kli, since he does not feel that he will lack it? How then can one ask for something he does not need? Although he sees that he does not have the kli called a desire to bestow, it doesn't mean that one needs everything that he does not have. In fact, it's written about the upper sfirot that the sfira bina desires mercy, chafetz chesed. Although we learn that through tzimtzum bet, she departed from the rosh derichampin, still it is regarded as though she did not depart. For although she has no chokhmah, it is not considered a deficiency because she does not need it. We see that something that one does not have is regarded as a lack, precisely when he needs it. Moreover, one must feel pain at not having it. That is, even when he feels he needs it, but is not tormented at not having it, it is still not considered a deficiency. Hence, how can one pray for something for which he has no deficiency? This is why we have to think about the purpose of creation, which we know is to do good to his creations. When one begins to criticize that good, which is among the creatures, meaning their delight in the world from the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants to give to them, yet he cannot find it among the creatures, it makes him realize that there must be a reason that denies the delight and pleasure from the creatures, and for which the upper abundance cannot be revealed, and why the purpose of creation cannot be brought to fruition. When he looks at himself, he says that everything he sees, that the creatures did not receive the abundance, must be because they are not observing Torah and mitzvot, as one should observe the commandments of the king. It is as our sages said, the Creator wished to reward Israel. Therefore, he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. This means that through Torah and mitzvot, we can be rewarded with a delight and pleasure. However, this begs the question, why are we not observing the Torah and mitzvot as it is appropriate when serving the king? He says that it is because we lack the sensation of the importance of the Torah and mitzvot, that we lack the importance of the mitzvah, the commandment that He has commanded us in keeping His Torah and mitzvot. At that time, a person comes to the resolution that only the Creator can correct this. That is, if He reveals to us a little bit of light of Torah and mitzvot so that we may feel the pleasure in them, we will certainly be able to serve the King with our hearts and souls, as it should be with those who feel the greatness of the King. So, what should we pray for to the Creator? To give some upper abundance. Then everyone will engage in Torah and mitzvot properly without any negligence. However, we see what the Holy Ari says, that the nukva was improper there, hence that there was a breaking. The Or Pnimi interprets the words of the Ari that since the upper abundance should come into the Kli to receive the abundance in order to bestow, since the light was greater than the Kli was ready to receive, meaning that the Kli should receive light precisely according to its ability to direct itself in order to bestow. And it should not aim to bestow with such a great light. The light had to enter Kilim, whose desire it is in order to receive. And this is called a klipa. It follows that the Kilim broke. Thus, should abundance come into those Kilim, it will all go to the outer ones, the externals, to the klipot. This is similar to saying that the Kli was broken, so we do not place anything in it, because it will all spill out. Therefore, one must not pray to be given abundance from above, since it will all go to the outer ones. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him a Kli, which is a desire and craving to bestow upon the Creator. When he has that Kli, the upper abundance will appear to man, and he will feel the delight and pleasure that were in the thought of creation to do good to his creations. Therefore, we should ask the Creator for what we really need, which is a vessel of bestowal, and we need not pray for anything else.
How can we depict ourselves how a person comes to bestow to the Creator and he has pleasure from it as he's influencing the Creator, bestowing the Creator, and then this pleasure enters the vessels of reception? How can we imagine that state? Please. What pleasure do we feel when we're bestowing to the Creator? The pleasure of adhesion, of bestowal, of the feeling that He's enjoying, the feeling that we're enjoying. What is that pleasure when we bestow to the Creator? And all of a sudden, we want to receive this pleasure in order to receive. What kind of pleasure is that? Please. So we want to bestow to the Creator and also we want to receive it? I don't know what that is. It's probably a pleasure that really fills you. That's Pharaoh, I'll rule. His life is stealing from the quality of bestowal the place lacks, that will be feared, and to suckle from them as much as possible. I think that it's a matter of degrees. After some effort, we come to a feeling that you're concerned with something that's outside of you, the friends, the world, and it kind of fills you, and you fly upward to this, and all of a sudden you discover that it's deeper, that actually it's still in your vessels of reception. It's not like you were and now you're falling. The fall is a certain form of ascent to a greater ascent that you need to come to. It's like the example that the king brings a simple person closer to him, and a person feels like he was chosen, and he's impressed, and excitement, he's in some pleasure from it, and he's entering his pride. That's our general problem, that we fall into individualism in all kinds of ways, and forget about this thing that we're one kli, all together, where we attain and bestow. Yeah, we go with the Creator, and then all of a sudden we realize that we've been walking around the Garden of Eden, and everything is gone, and the pleasure that the ego is covering up the initial reason we entered spirituality. It's like we're blinded and see the pleasure instead of and want to swallow it for ourselves. It's always comfortable to think in these questions about the host and the guests when we came to the meal and we're eating and we're in connection with him, and maybe from this connection we want to push it to a connection of exploitation. How I can take his place as the host and not to fulfill my role as the guest. And how's that in the 10? Maybe all of a sudden I'm in connection with the upper 9 sefirot. Maybe I want to be in their place, or I'm serving them, or maybe instead of serving them, want to rule over them. I don't know, it's not clear. If you're in a state where you're bestowing to the Creator, why would you want to harm that? After all, the whole purpose of creation has been attained by you. Why would you go and harm it? Probably another layer in which you can't bestow is revealed, and then you fall from it.
It's written, be careful of sending your hand to him, an act of mistol, a pure act. There's a revelation of the light. The instinct of the desire is to discern this, scrutinize this. But it enters it, and he enters the gate, and the gate is closed behind him, like Shai said.
We need to remember, it's a little connected to what Danny said, that bestowing to the Creator is, it's not that I'm bestowing to him, I'm bestowing to him by enjoying him. He's the one who's bestowing, especially. We can't bestow to him any other way. So at some stage, it's like with the guest and the host, that probably we start enjoying the meal, and you're enjoying the expansion of the light and the clean, and forget about the fact that you're enjoying only for the giver and not for the pleasure itself. It's just rising in degrees of youth.
It's more connected, I think, to the pleasure, according to the greatness of the king. The attitude that he shows me, the way he treats me, is how he fills me. It's not some regular pleasure.
That's the thing we have to follow all the time in everything. It raises us, it lowers us, and wants to add to us the gifts.
Right, we only go forward. The revelation must be in darkness. When everything is all mixed up for us, and we don't see very well, and we fall into the ego again. And from there, we build a strengthening into the 10. Connection with the upper, and then get the right intention.
Because the pleasure is the connection of being close to the Creator. It's like last night, where in the lesson where you're doing a sword and a guard and a shield from the, like his father. He receives it and he thinks that he can, he thinks that I have those qualities and forces, but not the ones of his, of the forefather.
Right, so maybe it's something like what Danny said. You're just sure that you're the one bestowing to the Creator. There's no recognition. The Creator is the one that's performing the actions through you.
We need to understand what kli a creature is enjoying. Whoever sits there and you're sitting and you're not going to touch and you're not going to taste and you won't eat, because the moment you do that, you started stealing, because the creature himself is a pipeline, he's a transition, he's a in order to bestow a masach, and we have to separate that idea that we will at some point enjoy from the kli that we know now. We have to ask for the kli that you don't have. Forget about the current existing kli. There's nothing in the world that can make you feel differently with that. And make from them from a kli and operate in them.
The moment that it's not a prayer, it falls from continuing Erez, the attitude towards the prayer that demands more than this present moment. It's not enough. It's not satisfied. It's not calm. Demands more. He feels that he's the giver. We're bestowing to him and that he bestows to you. It's also the clothing.
If I bestow
him, it's like I'm holding other friends in prayer, and if I hold on to that, I can see if I'm associating it to him or how much I fell below, and it's not that he brought me down.
This is the recognition that he gave us, that we fell. Had more and more in this meal.
Yeah, it's a fall that also came from the Creator. We're not allowed to associate that we came out of the intention or the line, and or we did some kind of action of reception for ourselves. Maybe the Creator wants to check whether also then when we attend, questions. If there are. If not, we can continue.
You know, there are actually a lot of questions.
Well, we'll start without
answer or question. How do we get the lack for spirituality when a person must ask for what he truly lacks, to pray for spirituality, for him to have a kli? Prior to that, he explains that chisaron is something that, a lack is something that pains a person because he's missing something. The question is, how can I, kli of reception, how can sorrow be born in this kli that it can't bestow?
That's a question, yes?
No.
Well, what's the answer? It's exactly the right question. You asked nicely. Ask it again for everyone.
How can, in a kli of reception, be born sorrow that it can't bestow?
And what's the answer? Well, please think. Yes. The reforming light is not enough. Yes, Danny? Rav group books, more, yes? The deficiency, but there is no deficiency. Because, the reforming light. But to the bottom, and the practically, what? The point in the heart. What are you talking about? Things that for sure have to be, but that's not the matter.
Only the environment.
The environment is also not correct. Yes. The beloved. There is no beloved. I love myself.
Talk about the Creator Himself.
The fact that He Himself gives everything, that's clear. How do I come to Him giving it? Yes?
Annulment and inclusion.
Incorporation, yes, that's not an answer.
No.
Oh. No.
When a person enters the holy work and wants to come to its completion, it is upon him to invest all of his efforts in order to come to the desire that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker, and by that he must focus all of his prayers that the Creator will help him and will give him this new kli.
Fine, that's all nice. We're already talking about that. Each here is crying for what he has. Yes.
Greatness of the Creator.
That's probably an answer. What was the question?
How can a kli of reception feel sorrow from the fact that it can't bestow? Prayer is sorrow. I pray from a lack of sorrow.
How could there be sorrow from me not being able to bestow? How could there be an inclination even to bestow by someone? So he says, right, greatness, importance of the Creator, which was given to the society. The society can confuse me in that direction, as long as it talks about greatness, just like with fashion, like anything. You see how people are running after all kinds of nonsense. That's how we have to also run if we're going to work correctly. After the greatness of the Creator. And then, this is something you can leave him with, and that's your lack, if you'll want to come to this. And you'll suffer from not coming, from not having what to give, and so on. It all depends on importance. It's clear that that's the answer. I don't really feel that.
I think there's an addition of labor here, effort.
There's no labor here. That's all nonsense, except for importance. Except for importance. Don't confuse yourselves. Don't confuse yourselves with anything other than the importance of the Creator, which depends on the society, where if each of us is impressed by it, then a desire for bestowal to the Creator is revealed. Well, at least for, you know, that story for about the horse that he wanted to make from his horse, the like an emperor. Oh, Caligula. Well, you're a little, not, you don't know these things. The story is known. He wanted to make from his horse the emperor. And started to pump up his whole nation, that this is the most important thing. That's it. How are all the how is this amongst how do you build all these things amongst all the people? Nothing more than importance, greatness. Greatness of the Creator. The cults or personalities are, we move from the desire to enjoy for myself to desire to delight the Creator. Just like that. Without any preparations or exertions. Just by advertising the greatness and importance in the society. You can't receive that on your own from any kind of books or anything like that. Only from the society. Yes.
No.
Work the Creator in joy.
Wait, let everyone get there.
Again.
279. Work the Lord with joy.
Ken.
Azor Hakadosh Shoel.
The Holy Zohar asks, after all, it's written, the Lord is close to those who are heartbroken. One who serves the Creator is one who has intentions in order to bestow and should be in joy for being of service to the Creator. And if he doesn't have joy during this work, it's a sign that he's missing the appreciation of the greatness of the King. Hence, if he sees that he has no joy, he needs to correct, meaning he needs to think of the greatness of the King, and if, nevertheless, he doesn't feel, he should pray to the Creator, for the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. From here, we have two discernments that are developing. First, that he doesn't have the feeling of the greatness of the King, he should be sorry. And two, there he needs to be in joy from all that sorrow and the lacks are for deficiency or for spirituality, not like the rest of the people who all their deficiencies that they're sorry about are only for in order to receive. And we should know who gave a person that knowledge that he should be sorry for spirituality. And from this he should be happy that the Creator sent him thoughts of spiritual lacks, which are, as of its own is called the salvation of the Creator, hence he should be joyous and happy. Questions? Until we assemble the Arvut, which only depends on us, in order to fill each of us in the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, that the society is capable of doing that, filling each of us that way, we won't advance to spirituality. That's actually what stands before us, and we're not allowed to forget that, and rather just think about that and engage in that. That's it. The greatness of the Creator depends on the society alone and can be attained upon an agreement they make, which is called Arvut, by which they
that in the extent of the importance, he can engage and draw the reforming light from the Creator. Only in this must a labor be.
Yeah,
but I can't ask for the greatness of the Creator. I need to give it to him myself, is the question.
I didn't say that we... I'm saying that the friends, through a commitment between them called Arvut, must talk. They have to, in all kinds of ways, bestow to each other that the Creator in their eyes is great. And then a person who sees, hears, feels how the friends are moved from the greatness of the Creator will also be moved by that and will receive a desire for it. We don't receive this from the Creator, we receive it from friends.
Ma.
What's the
connection between the salvation of the, from the Creator and the greatness of the Creator?
I don't know all that kind of wise stuff. I just know that we need to each pass to the others an impression from the greatness of the Creator, even though none of us has it. But to be impressed and to operate others that way, we can. That's called the acting or the game.
Yes. Okay, but yesterday there were people that I suddenly saw as great yesterday. Okay, so you can see a person as great. Now, the Creator, in what is he big? Or great?
I don't know.
So how can we do it?
I don't know. Such influences need to be influenced on me so such that I will feel that the Creator is great. Think of how you can influence the friends, even without words. How you show them that in your eyes, the Creator is great. That's it. Each of us can do that. Yes.
So, lying within the belly of the group is the greatness of the Creator.
אז בתוך מרכז הקבוצה יש שוכנת גדלות הבורא.
And in order for us to be influenced,
אם עושים את זה.
If we do this, what do you mean the greatness of the Creator dwells in the center of the group? I don't see a group or its center or the greatness of the Creator that's there.
But it's the game that we're playing at this moment until we get to that place where we can be called a group, right?
אבל זה המשחק שאנחנו כרגע משחקים עד שנגיע למצב שאפשר יהיה להיקרא קבוצה.
And in this game we have to annul, include and enliven with every step.
ובמשחק הזה אנחנו צריכים להתבטל, להתקלל ולתת התפעלות בכל רגע.
And my job in this game is to not think about myself but only think about my friends, my
העבודה שלי במשחק הזה זה לא לחשוב על עצמי אלא רק על החברים שלי.
And continue whether I believe it or not to remind them of the greatness of the Creator with every given step.
ולהמשיך לעשות את זה גם אם אני לא מאמין בזה בכל רגע להמשיך לתת להם גדלות הבורא.
And it's only by doing this that we can enliven their hearts with the greatness of the Creator.
ורק על ידי זה אפשר למלא את הלבבות של החברים בהתפעלות על גדלות הבורא.
So if we're all walking around doing the exact same thing, being that example of the three H's,
אז אם כולנו עושים את אותו דבר ונותנים דוגמה על שלושת ה-H'ים,
with passion, patience and persistence,
עם תשוקה וסבלנות והתמדה,
then why are we not a group?
אז למה אנחנו לא קבוצה?
כי אתם לא עושים. למה אנחנו לא קבוצה? אתה כבר...
Because you're not doing it. We're not a group. You're already imagining to yourself that you have a group and a center for it, and there in the center there's the greatness of the Creator. Everyone's impressed by that and exploding by it. I don't see any of that. What, three H's? And what are you talking about? What are you like in some kind of imaginations? I don't see delusions. I don't see anything. I don't see that you're influencing each other with the greatness of the Creator. I don't see that then a person is really in excitement of when will I be able to bestow to him. Is someone burning with that? When I can bestow to the Creator, in what way I can bestow to him? Do you have that fire, that burning in... Is that in you? If not, then it's a sign that you don't have the greatness of the Creator. If not, it's a sign that you didn't get it from the environment. And there could be 1,001 reasons. Either you just don't give a damn about it, about the environment, or you don't have anyone to influence you that way. That's something that we need to find out.
And that's all there is just these friends here. There's no way I don't feel it coming from them.
וכל מה שיש לי זה החברים שיש פה, וזה כל מה שאני מרגיש מהם, רק את זה.
For God's sake, I mean, we got China.
אם אתה מרגיש, אם אתה כבר נמצא בזה ומרגיש את זה, אז אשתריך.
If you feel and you're already in that, then you need to be already in spiritual awareness and the awareness of the Creator, because you have a kli. You have a desire to bestow to the Creator, then you are ready need to be in a spiritual sensation, feeling. Because a lack to bestow to the Creator is already a spiritual kli.
But I need them in that. It's not about me, it's about them.
אבל אני צריך אותם, זה לא עליי, זה הכל עליהם.
לא, 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 בסדר. אם אתה מתפוצץ...
No, no, no. Okay. If you're exploding from really a desire to bestow to the Creator, you begin to enter spirituality.
How do I help them?
לא צריך. שום, שום עזרה מהם.
לא, שאלה.
You don't need any help from them.
איך הוא עוזר להם?
No, how does he help them? That's by moving onwards, your impression from the Creator.
No.
Well?
This game, is that the actual Arvut?
Only in that you can see that there is Arvut by influencing each other with the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, an impression from the greatness of the Creator, even though he's not in it. That's how we start.
Okay, and from that, how do we get the Creator in it? In this game that we want to...
We know that we're not in that. We're just being worked on that way. That we will have from a lack from for corporeality to a lack to of spirituality. And the Creator in it.
Without the Creator being involved,
he will be, because we're doing it in Arvut, in study, with the group, in all those things, and therefore... we'll get the influence from him, which is called the Reforming Light. That's for sure. But here we're just being more precise on what needs to be done.
Exactly
what I wanted
to ask about. We said the person needs to check two things. Either that he ignores others and doesn't get greatness from them, or that the society doesn't influence greatness. Doesn't the second condition come from the fact that I just disregard the friends?
It could be yes or no, but it's one or the other. You just need to scrutinize that. No one assures you that you'll be in Arvut in the society. You need to invest the Arvut to everyone. Okay?
Well. The Creator controls us and worries about us.
I see that you're in some kind of euphoria, that everything is fine, he's caring, he'll do. I heard differently. That the Creator doesn't give up 1 gram of exertion. And even if you did 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, and you're just missing that one in the end, you still won't receive until you complete it. And it's like everything will work out, he will have mercy and do.
No, but I'm searching for words of how to convey greatness.
Simple words. You're in a system, a net of systems, laws of nature. If you're in, it's like you're in the air, 100 feet above the ground, you can pray as much as you want. We already know what's happening with you. It's a law that is clear to us. Spirituality, the laws are concealed, unclear. Therefore, we relate to them as if they can change according to how we feel like it. But they're the same rules like in physics. Yes?
Okay, but can we... We're before this game now, let's say. So we can search for these words in order to convey the greatness of the Creator. But why do I need to attain him? Or give him contentment?
Attaining him is a completely different thing. Making contentment... That's different. That's something that when I receive the greatness of the Creator, and that's from the society. then it's natural that I want to bestow to him. I have some kind of special attitude towards him, like to a great one. If you're talking about the fact that he's greater than everyone, then I start thinking about him all the time. And then I start to understand that I depend on him. And that's how we advance the attitude towards being closer to the truth, where I'm entering subjugation. If he's great, then even giving to him is like receiving, like with the ring that the woman gives a great man in place of him giving it to her. It all depends on the matter of the greatness of the Creator, that no one has, but everyone can be impressed. And by that, we start getting kilim of bestowal. Okay?
What? He talked about not giving up. So we can read some text about it.
It's from a letter of Bala Sulam. The sin of the Amorite is a klipa that is around the fruit, that surrounds it and protects it, called awakening from above, or the land of Israel. This klipa will not move from its place like even a hair's breadth prior to Israel meticulously completing the measure of the awakening from below, which is obligated and called a privilege, meaning above the effort of the Amorite, because all that is to be done is called just work, and there's no replacement to the exertion. When Israel comes to that measure, they're completed, and then it's called, you will pay for the transgression of the Amorite, meaning that the land of Israel and the glory of the Creator, which is the secret of the Holy Divinity, does not belong to us unless we break that shell called the Amorite, and we raise divinity from dust, and not even one moment before that, which is the secret of the 400 years, which shows us in great meticulous that there is no concession being carried out here at all. And this is where we talk about delaying the end, and this delaying cannot happen for the people of Israel, which caused all the exiles until now.
Barul? Od Shirot? Can
more questions?
Rabash also writes that if we don't feel the greatness of the Creator, to pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart, he will feel the greatness.
But how will he pray? What, from the society he will receive this? The beginning of our work is according to the will to receive he receives from the friends. Well, everything he gets from spirituality is only what he gets from the friends, because Malchut itself, when it's impressed from the first line, then it can respond, it can rise, it can be in Katnut, Gadlut, and so on. On its own, it's just the will to receive.
Ask of the friends to give him the greatness of the Creator.
Yes, of course.
To pay them like musicians.
Yes.
Not to just bring up nostalgia, but I remember in the beginning of the morning lessons when I came to the old center, there was fire in the air. In my feeling, there was electricity. In the beginning of the lesson, there was quiet that you can cut with a knife, silence. At the end, people wanted to jump to do things. I remember one of the first lessons that I was at. The society committee printed out a printout for everybody to be inspired with. Rami Ron was in the hall. I remember it was me. It could have been me just starting the path, but something now feels more kind of sterile. I don't know, the center felt, you know, if you went in the afternoon or in the evening, it's like everybody in the center was on fire. You felt bad about maybe not being engaged in something, involved in something, and in dissemination and whatever. Question is this something, is this a phase that we've gone through, or should we search for this fire? Rav, we've passed it a long time ago. Today, it's almost impossible to demand anything from anyone. I have nothing to say.
But
we advance as best we can. I have no choice. I need to fulfill my role. Whereas you, each one, whatever he considers about his destiny, that's how you will act and that's how you do act and behave. But there is advancement still, despite that. But this advancement is limited. This is still some sort of, you know, we're feeling these kind of different impressions, but not a spiritual ascent, and it won't happen until we get a true deficiency for it. And we're clarifying what spirituality is, but we don't want very much to recognize it. Spiritual deficiency is not a lack that exists in the group. The will to bestow can be, as we studied, only as a result of greatness. Importance from the recognition of greatness of who is before you. If it is a great person, Malchut, the will to receive, gives and feels that she receives. This is how our Malchut works. If we truly in some way recognize that the Creator is great, this example is the primary one. And therefore,
the
responsibility of the environment for everyone, says he writes that they cast a rope to a person, and in this way he's pulled out of the river, or that he drills a hole in the hull of the boat. What does he drill a hole in? In not giving his own part in Arvut. So wherever he sits, he drills a hole, and everyone drowns. For there is no, even if one does not add as much as they can, there isn't enough intensity of Arvut and greatness of the Creator for each one to be able to give the required effort and to receive in return a connection, contact with the Creator. What did you find?
In the article for the conclusion of the Zohar, maybe, Bala Sulam, one who is drowning in the river needs to hold on to the rope with might. And prior to engaging in Torah and mitzvot lishma in a way that he will not return to folly, it would be considered that he's not holding on to the rope with tightness. And then the difficulty returned to its place. Where would he get the fuel to overcome with all his heart and essence just to bring contentment to his maker? Because one cannot make any movement without any benefit for self-benefit, just like a machine that cannot work without fuel. And if he has no benefit for himself, but rather only in contentment to his maker, he has no fuel for the work. And the answer is that anyone who attains his sublimity for bestowal, and as he bestows to him, it flips to reception for him. Just like it's written that when a woman gives him money, a man money, it's considered reception, but she is sanctified from it. And that's how it is with the Creator. If you attain His greatness, you have no greater reception than contentment to His Maker. And that's sufficient fuel to toil and exert with all His heart and His essence and His might in order to bring Him contentment. But it's clear that if He has yet to attain His exaltedness, His greatness, then bringing contentment to His Maker is not considered to reception in a way that He would give His whole heart and His essence and His might. If he intends each time to just bring contentment to His Maker and not for Himself, He will lose the force of the work immediately, because he'll remain like a machine without fuel, because a person cannot move a limb without it having some kind of influence for himself, and he has to do this with all his, like it's obligated to do so in the Torah, that you cannot do anything without getting any kind of self pleasure. And really, in the greatness that of the Creator, that in a way that bestowal will become reception, like with an important person, is something that we all know. We all know the importance of the Creator, how He created everything with no beginning and end, and His exaltedness has no expression. But the difficulty in the matter is that the value of His exaltedness is not considered something that is in me, but in my environment. That's how I get it. Okay, we can continue to read this.
Right, that's clear. And that's throughout the whole path. It's not just to enter spirituality and then Creator is opened. It's not open. We still need to work on the greatness of the Creator, hidden in ways that are more and more harsh. Not now that it's kind of blurry, but we will have a great klipot, people that come to us and slander us, all sorts of opposing forces, us and the forces among us that want to divide, all sorts of things. Problems abound until the final correction, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to open, reveal the greatness of the Creator, to be impressed by the greatness of the Creator from the friends to a sufficient amplitude to continue attaining Him in higher and higher degrees.
Jen.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, when you talked about the
99.999% of the 0.01 exertion, whether everything depends on the exertion, could there be also exertion that's like for no reason, for nothing?
Pointless effort is applied not for the attainment of the greatness of the Creator. It has to be specifically in the attainment of the greatness of the Creator as a kli to which to bestow. And against that, the light that reforms comes and gives us this desire already, the screen and so on.
There's a question as far as the after the women's lesson.
No, we're on our own topic. Leave the women out of this.
Meaning, the bottom line is that our whole covenant in the Ten is towards the greatness of the Creator.
What else do we need if we've gathered here?
That's the essence.
I don't understand the question at all.
It's not the question, it's the how I'm preparing for the question. So now we want to create, towards the end of this week, to create tens that are structured better, stronger, healthier, to help us develop more in the society. So,
right.
Is it right to say that each time you say to us the 20 principles of Rabash, those are the principles that eventually, in their essence, create the greatness of the Creator in the Ten?
Not only that, but yes, there are those people that pertain directly to the greatness of the Creator, exactly to it, precisely. And there are those that support it and help it, are secondary in importance.
I'll tell you why I'm asking, because we're very different people, and each is impressed differently from the greatness of the Creator. So we need certain principles that will kind of assemble us and know that we know to supply this to each other, that by doing so we're getting greatness of the Creator. Otherwise, for one, it's something that... playing tennis with the friends, for another, it's something else. So maybe for us to focus in this weekend in how we work with it, what unites us towards the greatness of the Creator, if not those principles? Are there other things, or we need to find other things? How do we build such a bylaw in the 10 that helps us with that?
So about that, Rav Asher writes, we have gathered here in order to, and so on.
I want to complete the question about this exertion of the 99.999% and then until a person does the 100%. It connects also to the matter of Arvut. When I feel the longing for the friend, for Gershon, I feel his desire and that I'm connected. Can I help him complete his exertion in some way?
Yes, of course, a friend will help. His friend, if you will all be in an effort to establish the oneness of the Creator, and it's great above everything, and this will be felt above in your loyalty and devotion to the group, then of course each friend will help the other.
Meaning the matter of exertion and the greatness of the Creator is all kind of closed between us in this place where we create this place where all the sum of exertions, that 0.01 that is missing,
yes,
is completed from there.
And there is no more than that.
No, Bill. Victor.
All right, Bill, but keep it short.
Real simple. How do we use this Kenis that's coming up to launch us to the next level?
איך משתמשים בכנס הבא אלינו עכשיו לשגר אותנו למדרגה הבאה?
כן, גם את זה.
Yep.
הכנס זה יכול להיות כקפיצה.
The convention, Congress can be as a leap. As in collective effort for mutual bestowal, the greatness of the goal. Greatness of the Creator is bestowing to him. Greatness of the goal in being bestowing to the Creator, if we all are inspired by this and convey it to each other, then the common kli is created in which he is revealed. We need to clarify what it means that he is revealed and in what way. In short, there is what to kind of scrutinize. We talked about it a little more in recent lessons. But of course, that's all our work. There's no more than that. We talk about a lot of details, but the main thing are the kind of main influence on the greatness of the Creator.
Rabash built the greatness of the Creator according to his kelim, true or not? So what are our kelim so that they will be equalized to the kelim of Rabash?
I don't understand the question at all. Our kelim, how they're similar to Rabash's, I don't know. I need to read what he writes and to implement it. That's it. Well, first of all, to realize it. He writes it, I implement it. That's it.
But the bottom line is, do we have the kli for the greatness of the Creator or not?
No, there isn't.
What's the reason for that?
Because we're not making this clear.
So what point are we in, actually?
So that's what we are in, outside of that.
So what do we actually do?
That's all. We're going to do exactly what we just talked about. Listen to the listener a few more times, and maybe you'll know what to do. Ask the friend.
I hope so. Thank you.
No.
Что это за работа такая, лолишма в группе, вот относительно того, что мы говорили, которая приводит к лишма? Как это происходит?
What's the work in the group of лолишма that can lead?
That's exactly that. I'm impressed by the friends. That the Creator is great. By that I think about Him. I think about how to bestow to Him, because it'll be a pleasure for me if He's great.
And then
I want to give to him. To me he is great, and I as any person, if there's someone great to me, I enjoy giving to him. It's a form of pleasure that we receive. That's it. If you love someone or you value them, you give to them and enjoy that. That is called bestowing for the sake of reception. But from doing this with a group, with respect to the Creator, then we receive from that the light that reforms. Some upper illumination that we don't feel, but it changes us. And suddenly, instead of bestowing for the sake of reception, when I'm thinking about pleasure and I'm thinking to myself how I will enjoy it, and I give to him more and I enjoy it more, suddenly I begin to feel that I want to give to him, and I have no thoughts about my own enjoyment. They're simply absent. How does that happen? These thoughts disappeared. So I give to him. And from that I have pleasure that I'm giving just unidirectionally. But what pleasure do I have only from giving? It's called bestowal for the sake of bestowal. How did I arrive at this? Through the light that reforms. This is what we need to get to.
То есть получается, я должен, я даю товарищам величие цели в надежде получить от них величие цели, чтобы отдавать Творцу.
It turns out that I am giving the friends the greatness of the goal in order to get the greatness of the goal back from them, and for that will be for the Creator.
That's right. It means a friend will help the other.
And it doesn't depend on them, meaning if I influence them, if I bestow to them, I get it necessarily back from them.
No. We need to come to our vut, to an agreement, a covenant, that we always support each other.
То есть товарищ может из кожи вон лезть, чтобы давать величие цели. Если я не реагирую на это, то у него ничего не получится.
I mean, the friend can really go out of his skin to try to give me the greatness of the goal. If I don't respond to him, nothing will work out of it.
That's right. That is correct. That's why one, not others, rather one, that drills a hole. That's it. Everyone drowns. Everything must be closed. Because we'll be missing the greatness of the Creator that He can convey to the group. That's a deficit for the whole group. How to understand who's drilling? Everyone must be inspired by everyone else. It's very simple. Each one in his own way, of course. There are people that are just overflowing. And there are other people that do it in other ways. That all depends on the personality of a person. But if there are people that are closed, but a little bit... But if, you know, if a person is closed and, but puts forth a little tiny effort, you are so inspired by it, even more by somebody else that's screaming. It's like a small child that's screaming, and who pays attention to it? But if an adult, you know, sheds a tear, then suddenly it's a catastrophe.
I read that with Rabash you have to do it according to a schedule, an order. Meaning not when I feel like it, but according to an order, a schedule. So maybe accordingly there needs to be a certain theater in the ten, each having a role.
I don't think so. I think it needs to be constant worry, and we need to try truly to fill the group with fire, greatness of the Creator, a burning fire. This is written in many places.
Seder? Yofi. Great.
At least some important point has become clear. This is a milestone. And it's just laziness. It's laziness. Each one just needs to act with respect to others. What's the big problem?
רק צריכים לעשות את זה בהבנה, בהתחכמות, כן?
בתחכום.
בתחכום.
With sophistication.
מספיק. כן, ולד.
Enough out of you. Yes, ולד.
אנחנו דיברנו הרבה על...
We talked a lot about the force of bestowal in this holiday, especially on Shabbat, how special it is, and how much we have to come to this. This force of bestowal, is that the greatness of the Creator that He's bestowing? As that's our longing to come to bestowal? To
what Creator are you talking about? I don't know. Bestowal, these are just words in the air. We have no result, no kind of internal feeling about what you're talking about.
Because in the tent, to advertise the greatness of the Creator, to heighten Him, for there to be upliftment all the time towards the greatness of the Creator, in that we need to, how can we express it?
How? Very easily. Talk about it, act it, without words, tell them that you're burned out. What's the problem? First, you need to come to the greatness of the Creator and then talk about it, and then you'll never get there. You'll never get there. The greatness of the Creator you'll always have from the society in the highest degrees, only from within the society. And the society will be destroyed. They'll hate each other. They won't. What greatness could there be? None of them want to see each other overcome with a society over the difficulty of arvut. Be inspired by the greatness of the Creator that they act towards you, and then you will come to a desire to bestow to the Creator. From that, you'll have a spiritual kli. Only this way. Now we understand why the Creator created the ego that repels us from one another, upon which we can connect, attain the greatness of the Creator, turn to Him, and in this way attain a true quality of bestowal.
Can that be dependent on the structure of the tens? Is there something that...
Nothing. All in all, everyone is obligated to, in a desire to exit Egypt, by exiting a little bit, immediately there's this condition, arvut. And only to the extent that we observe arvut, there's an illumination of the light that reforms the Torah. It seems like you can hear a little more. What do you think? We never talked about this? All right. Okay, Niv.
To continue Shai's question, can we take as an example something that, let's say each of us has his example, how he was when he came, some impression, what roles, how he was active in dissemination, and so on.
You can see according to Sasha Demidov how he plays in a theater and perform the same act in front of them. Main thing is that it's clear to them that you're inspired by the greatness of the Creator.
Okay, and a person needs to measure himself, let's say, so many years ago I had these roles and I did these hours and so on, and to aspire to do it also? Is it right to do such a thing? Let's say 10 years ago I was in the social society, I did this, I did that, now I'm not in these activities, I need to go back to being like I was when I got here, in the same roles and things like that, I'm asking.
We don't need to go back, only forward.
So how is it right to look at this?
Don't look at anything. Just think about how we come to inspiration. Don't regress. No.
Тогда получается, что условие входа в десятку — это даже не готовность, а давать величие Творца товарищам. То есть, если я согласен на это, меня берут в десятку.
It turns out that the condition to enter the 10 is the greatness of the friends. If I agree, then they accept me.
It's called our root.
If I stop giving greatness, then they throw me out. Meaning the 10 can get a decision that I'm not giving them the greatness of the goal, and they can throw me out.
Essentially, yes. What will remain of the 10s, I don't know.
Wait, what question is here?
A 10 that doesn't observe this doesn't advance. Most of our advancement is from advancing in intellect. We understand more, we can process the material more, different definitions, places, sources. But in spiritual kelim, no.
Получается, что у нас как бы нет такого критерия десятки. По разным критериям мы их набираем.
Арвуд?
Нет, не поручительство.
Арвуд is the criteria.
It turns out that we don't have a condition to give the importance of the goal, importance of the Creator.
But according to what do we need Arvud? What, we never talked about the greatness of the Creator? What else do we need to be connected to each other by? You see? Tomorrow. If you want, we'll have a lesson, and you'll see that we're talking about the same thing anew. How long are we going to do this? Until all the members of the 10 will sign for themselves on their hearts, I don't know where, that they must convey the greatness of the Creator to the 10. Why? Because. How? However you want. To what extent? As much as possible. That's it.
Но сейчас получается, что, например, меня даже не спрашивают. Ты говоришь в такой десятке. Ты в московской группе, ты в такой десятке. Готов я давать величие цели или не готов? И тем самым, если меня не спрашивают, я же наношу ущерб тем товарищам. Я же даже не знаю, что я должен его давать.
Им лёшу алим от им, они мухана тет гадлют, о ло, а
зим. Ло я дам, так что не зарих ла...
He's saying that he's placed into some random tent in Moscow. Rav says, wait, you didn't know that you had to convey Arvut to others? Then what is Arvut in? Just, you know, at 3 or 4 in the morning, whatever time it is for you, to the lesson? That's Arvut? That I'm holding my pants off so they wouldn't fall? What is Arvut in? That I pay for the electricity of the building? Arvut is spiritual obligation. In what? It's not that we've gathered and we're studying together. It's not Arvut. It's everyone being in some society does that. Arvut is in that specifically. Arvut is the act specifically upon that comes the light that reforms. Tell me, and unity between, connection between friends, when can it be between people? It happens according to the recognition of the greatness of the Creator, or according to the feeling of the greatness of the Creator that's in the society. Without that, there's no acts even similar to spirituality. What unity, what proximity could there be? It doesn't happen. The importance of the Creator is the foundation. It is the cause of all actions.
Просто его сам принцип того, чтобы человека не просто впихивать в десятку, да, как бы спрашивать его или беседу с ним проводить, что в десятке мы занимаемся именно этим, важностью и величием Творца. И только после этого...
Question about the, in principle. Should we put someone in a ten, or should we have a conversation with him, or...
There are different cases. We need to see the tens as they are able. As they are able. I can't demand people from people that came now or even have been around for a year or two. They still might not even hear what we're talking about.
If they don't hear, are they drilling a hole?
No, it's like a child that's in the boat. It's doing neither. Still need to see how our tens are built, assembled. We need to think. I'm not in favor of suddenly, for no reason now, to begin with, at every lesson start to reorganize the tens in one way or another. Rather, as much as we can understand this approach. The person is new and is in the tent, we need to understand that that's it. He sits as a passenger.
So he's not drilling a hole.
No, we from the outset understand that he's together with us, but in a way that he's not able to do it. But in the future, he'll be with us, and it'll awaken them. There are people that want to unite, but can't. Just like in our society, how much, do we do for children and youth? As much as people receive from... from age zero, even before zero, all the way until their maturity. Without that, a society can't exist. So you need to look at everybody in a way that's so obligatory.
In
the family, the parents understand that they're children. And they agree between them how they're going to talk to the child so that he develops correctly. So where's the equality in the ten? If there's a great one, a small one?
As much as people are able to determine that they participate. It's not like we put everyone on a scale or rank them. Okay, friends, where's the usher? Organizer, so why don't you tell us anything?
We have a song now, and then we'll give some announcements about the meal.
Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.